Good evening from the War Room at Hutton Orbital, doubling as our broadcast studio. Yes, our numbers have swelled to such an extent that the studio is being used as a temporary accommodation for all of our new commanders. So, from a desk that looks like it's used to plan dangerous-looking assignments and surrounded by blinky lights and tactical readouts, this is Hutton Orbital News. I'm Dangerous Dick Chafing, and joining me as usual is Rudolph Mostly Harmless Hucker. But in tonight's news. The battle for Epsilon Indy gets heavy.
Corruption exposed at the heart of Van Manen's star.
Don Antonacci's bolt hole exposed.
GIMP winners and the ongoing race.
Commander Water Watcher enters a pending state. Hutton Orbital is beginning to feel like the war room in a rebel base a long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. What started as a bit of a jolly to bring mugs to the universe just got serious. The core Hutton team of system champions, administration crew, and regular faction supporters are beginning to look a little unshaven and swarthy, bearing scars and a thousand light years of stare of battle. Hardened veterans. Yes, Epsilon Indy is the site of the latest pitched battle, and unlike previous ones, which have been minor skirmishes, on arrival at the combat zone's near Mansfield Orbiter, pilots were greeted by the ship's computer blasting out a giant bass note, lightning everywhere, dark clouds, and the ominous words, "Capital Class Signature Detected." As a Federal capital ship warped into the system. Gun ports opened and friendly ships started falling like stalks of wheat. Pilots girded their loins and prepared to tackle this new menace. But within seconds, a second deep tone. Capital Class Signature Detected. The only words coming over ship-to-ship comms. Then, the newly commissioned AS Walkies, yes, the Alvin Chip Walkies, bought from the Empire as a mobile combat platform to take on these wars, arrived and interposed itself between the Federal ship and the friendlies, opening fire with massive laser beams. A cheer from the troops and redoubled efforts. Two Titans in space duking it out. And no, we don't mean Splendor and Mobius. Alvin has spent some money to save us from doom, and wow, is it impressive. Hutton, we are poised to take Epsilon Indy in record time for the mug and Alvin's fluffy glory!
An inspiring tale. I'm not sure how to follow that, but I'm going to try. Our expansion team was sent out yet again into the void to hunt for a new system. We were expecting another simple little system with a tiny station and a small bar for pilots to top up en route to somewhere more interesting. But our team, armed with passes for permit systems throughout the galaxy, stopped off at Van Manen's star, home of the Sublime Order, for a few bottles of Buckfast. Imagine their surprise when what they thought was a modest location, devoid of the trappings of modern life and given over to a monastic and simple life, turned out to be a wealthier and more opulent place than any station they had ever seen. Lush gardens, trees in a station interior, simulated limpid pools of water, the poorest inhabitant wealthier than anyone in Hutton space, rivaling even imperial excesses. The team were approached by various shady individuals who somehow convince them that the corruption at the heart of Van Manen had to be stopped. The population had been brainwashed, and the permit lock was providing a way to keep this population under control. Working from a secret location deep within the system, the team have established a tiny Hutton orbital presence there and sent out a desperate message to Alpha Centauri. Expansion Team Alpha to Alvin, we have to save these people. We're their only hope. Please forgive us, but this is where we've expanded your influence. Send help.
Oh my goodness, crikey, wow. It's all getting a bit serious. And now, for a little bit of light and fun, you know, light-hearted fun, that kind of stuff. Following the ousting of the dastardly Dawn of Devilish Deeds, the captain of the Camorra, the Wolf of Wolf 359 himself, Signore Antonacci. Signore Antonacci, Signore, ooh-hoo-hoo, Signorita Antonacci, we have been hearing rumours that he has set up a new base of operations somewhere nearby, and is planning to strike back at Team Hotbox for their heroics in taking Lomas and Wolf away from him. The galactic intern long ago thought to have forgotten about his Hutton friends and defected to the dark side has sent us a message. He has found the Dawn, hiding in a maximum security compound deep in Delta Pavonis. He has planned an emergency raid on the base to nip the Dawn's ambition in the bud before it begins and bash him back to being a wandering pirate. This is a secret message. Do not tell the Dawn, or his Camorra, or Don Presto, or your mum, as mum's the word. Loose lips destroy ships, and Alvin needs you to dig for victory. 2 p.m. on Monday. That's 2 p.m. British summertime. No, it's winter, so it's 2 p.m. UTC on Monday. Get to Burkhart Point in Delta Pavonis with some SRVs, or as part of a Hutton Bomber Command, contact Brett Riverboat and Major General Noctivagus for instructions. Pass it on. This message will self-destruct in 5 seconds. 5, 4... 3, 2, 1.
Back to normality for Hutton now, with the GIMP 2 run to help stem the tide of mods. Yes, all those stations called Hutton needed mods, nurses and mugs, and much, much more. Aliens needed mugs in case their missed landings were as a result of mods. We called, and Hutton delivered. Teams set forth with cargo holds of mugs, and promptly discovered a snag. Yes, the gravity on Hutton Prime claimed many a commander and many a cargo, but by the end of the first night's flying, we had our first two commanders to be awarded a prize by Alvin for their efforts. 22 systems, stations and locations in 2 hours and 45 minutes for the first finisher. Congratulations to our very own human supercomputer, Commander Wotherspoon, who, with the appliance of science, some dainty docking and fancy flying, as well as the kind of algorithm for shortest path analysis that took all of the computing power at Hutton for 3 days and left us with nothing but our fingers to count on, managed to be the first pilot to complete the Mercy run. The representative from Team Hotbox, who was first back, was Pazzy X. Gentlemen, you are both being awarded one bag of special Hutton Blend, limited edition, Crazy Eyes Vibrating Eyeballs coffee beans, guaranteed to keep you awake on your next Hutton run. Special mentions to all the commanders who have completed the run so far, including Splendor, who managed it in a Sidewinder, Holiday Hero, who was indeed an utter Hutton trucking hero, and the other completing commanders, including Spike, Zorlak, Chris Fallion, Red Jive, Gangle, Jockey 79, Becky York, Flossie, Wrongway, Rascon, Bam, Towsy, and Rincewind Cymru. All submitted entries so far will be getting a little something from Hutton as a thank you. The winning two commanders will get their coffee, but don't forget there are two more prizes. Who can clock the fastest time by 1st of January? Our health and safety officials have told us that we can't give two bags to the same person in case their head explodes. So whoever is top of the pile on both groups in January the 1st will win the remaining bags of coffee. Oh, and we have the Hutton Trucker Prize, Discussions are ongoing with Hober as to who this top trucker was for the event, and we will announce that winner on the same date. Truckers, you saved all those children from the misery of mods, and we're proud of you.
And finally tonight, on a much lighter note after all that war, corruption, disease, and shenanigan-filled doom, we are delighted to announce that one little corner of our faction has entered a pending state. Yes. Commander Waterwatcher has entered a pending nuptial state. Thank goodness for that. And is en route to having his very own wedding barge. Congratulations, Commander, but we implore you not to spam local chat in the systems with any I'm not sure if I can go through with this insecurities or incredulity that you've never seen the whole family be together before, or we may be forced to interdict you. In all seriousness, no. Massive congratulations to you and Donna from all our hearts at Hutton Orbital. We wish you the happiness and a long and hearty for the mug. That was the news.
I'm Rudolf Hucker.
I am Dick Chafing, and just for the Water Watcher, we have a tune. Yes, we have a tune. And on our return, we will be back with faction updates, the community goal updates, the epic and soon-to-be caffeine overdosing Commander Witherspoon, and maybe even Hober's little bit, although we're not sure if Hober is going to be here tonight, so we'll need to wait and see with a little side honor of Jimmy the Mug. But for now, we will catch you later. Do not touch that dial. Do not turn the channel. Do not listen to any other station for the next hour or so. We'll be back. And congratulations again to Water Watcher. This next tune is going to be for you.